Hi there, my name's Mookie from the SoCal Sound and the SoCalSound.org. Know that we are a listener-supported public radio station here in Los Angeles and Orange County. And if you want to sign up and donate, subscribe, become a member, a little bit goes a long way. You could sign up at the SoCalSound.org. And again, we got some live music here in our studio from the talented songwriting and performing duo known as Seven Horse. So let's get into the music, and then we'll have a chit-chat with the band.
Oh, we're Seven Horse, and this is The Record Collector.
Two, three, four.
Well, I was in L.A. for a couple of days looking for the Holy Grail, a record shop where the kings of bop were sure to make a sale. Columbia's 6i number one pressing, and I'm feeling kind of blue. But when I walk in the store, you're ready for war. So there's nothing here for you. Here I am. Don't you understand what I am? Mr. Record Collector Man, here I am. Don't you understand what I am? Now I'll admit my hair looks funny. And don't be fooled by my rock and roll clothes. Cause my impulse Riverside Blue Note catalog addiction, worse than the kind you put up your nose. Here I am. Don't you understand what I am? I'm still a record collector man. Here I am. Don't you understand what I am? Sitting here with all these records, and I'm just trying not to freak out. Now maybe it's just one of those days where the whole wide world is in an uproar. What's the name of this store again, I say? Well, it's painted outside on the goddamn door, so get out!
Here I am.
Don't you understand?
The song was called Record Collector, and that was something brand new from Seven Horse. We got Joey and Phil in our studio. It's been many, many years. I feel like it's been a decade since I've seen you, maybe close to a decade.
It has.
It was probably right around the time your second studio album was released. Mm-hmm. Flash forward to 2022. We got a new record coming out real soon and a show at the Roxy on November 4th. Really looking forward to that. The record's called The Last Resort. First of all, what have you guys been up to this whole time?
Well, we've put out a few records since we last saw each other, 2015, 2018, and done a lot of touring. And then we did a show in 2020 January of 2020 at the Troubadour, which was supposed to kick off a long season of touring, and then somehow, some way, that all got shut down as we. And so we retreated to, as everyone did, went home, went inward, tried to tap into imagination, tried to stay busy, worked as hard as we could to stay connected to our fan base, started a podcast, did a lot of social media, and just to reach out to people and stay connected. And then, you know, tapped into that creative energy that we all possess, and used that time to record and put together a new album.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you were incredibly innovative during the pandemic, and we know that there are a lot of Seven Horse fans out there. So to be able to still engage with your fan base, you know, for during the past 2.5-3 years, mm-hmm. you know, under those circumstances, absolutely amazing. Last time I caught up with you guys, you know, Phil was living in Los Angeles, Joey up in Seattle. So doing the sort of, I don't know what you call it, long distance relationship thing is nothing new to you guys. How do you generally make that work when it comes to, you know, writing songs together?
Well, we start usually, I mean, a lot of stuff we start on our own. We have, you know, we've got the iPhone memo. That's where everything starts for us, the audio file. We record a lot of stuff, but at some point we've got to get together. And we work down here. LA is our mm-hmm. work center. So it requires him getting on a plane, which he did at the very early days of the pandemic when, you know, he's basically on a plane by himself.
There was about 5 other people. They all had like ski outfits and goggles and, you know, nobody would move and stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, you know, he would come down. We would wear masks for 5 days, you know, in those days of having no idea what was going on.
What's going on?
Go up to Dodger Stadium, get a test. Negative? Okay, we can take the masks off and work together at home. Got a little room in the, I live in an old house here in LA, 1925. Mm-hmm. It's got actually a basement in it. Small space that we write in and record little home demos. And it, you know, a lot of times it starts with, all right, what do you got?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a phone war.
Mm-hmm.
So I play a thing, he plays a thing. We go, that's cool. Let's go work on that. Sometimes we just improvise down in that room. In the evening, we'll work on lyrics together. I mean, it's a kind of round the clock thing. He stays at my house. So that's kind of, it's a fully immersed work life scenario, which seems to work pretty good for us.
There was one song on the record where it was just, you go, let's go live.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just go live. And it was like, okay, and it was just jam. But then there was something, it was so good, it was like, I'm going to stop playing this because this is a song.
Yeah.
And it's on the record.
We have to turn the live off and finish this song.
Yeah.
Incredible. Again, sevenhorsemusic.com is the website, just ahead of a show at the Roxy, just ahead of the release of the 5th studio album, The Last Resort. Is this the definitive Seven Horse record, sort of the culmination of, you know, your guys' working relationship over the past several years?
Certainly of the moment.
I mean,
it definitely is a, we felt like it was the best work that we've been able to put together and, you know, the most focused thing that we've been able to do that encompasses the influences that we bring and the organic nature of our sound. I mean, we've been playing together a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 30-year musical
right, because before Seven Horse, there was what? The band Dada.
There was Dada.
The band Dada.
Yeah. I'm going to Disneyland. Here's the lead singer.
Right. I was just playing our audio video guys, Tristan and Matt, an old Dada song, and it's super recognizable. I mean, that song was basically omnipresent back in the day.
Yeah.
Got a lot of play here in Los Angeles. Got a lot of play on competitors of the station.
Sure.
Well, shall remain nameless. But it was, it was on the radio quite a bit and opened up a lot of doors for us and took us around the world.
Yeah, really. So you guys have kind of been there, done that. Industry vets, I guess you could say.
I would say so.
Post-punk dystopian blues, I think, is how you more or less describe your brand of rock and roll. We're going to get into another song right here and then more of a chit-chat. Hippies on Acid, there is a video for this song. People could find it on the Seven Horse website. You want to give a storyteller's type of moment for this one, or should we just get right into it in our studio here?
God, that one invented itself, I think, didn't it? That was another like downstairs kind of jam.
Well, I mean, coming from the lyric perspective, though,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
That was, we were in the, okay, we had the riff, and then we were talking about it upstairs in your kitchen and started laughing like, and I can't remember exactly which one of us started doing it, but we just started singing Hippies on Acid. I don't know why, but it fit so well. And I just remember saying that would be so funny if we called this thing Hippies on Acid. And then it was kind of like a bulb went off.
Right. You know, the point of it, I guess, is a commentary on it. It's not really a song about hippies on acid. No. It's a song about how we feel like we're hippies on acid. Exactly. Like maybe this is all a bad trip that we've been on for these last few years. And that it feels like, wow, this feels like an acid trip that's gone wrong. The opening of this track on our record is, in fact, recorded up in my dining room of us just goofing around. We took that and put it at the front of the track. So that's the moment of creation is on the track, which
incredible.
Is kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, a live version of Hippies on Acid. We'll talk about the upcoming Roxy show and some other things, too. This is Seven Horse on the SoCal Sound.
All right. We're Seven Horse, and this is Hippies on Acid.
Bound about hippies on acid, yeah. Hippies on acid, yeah. Hippies on acid, yeah. Hippies on acid, yeah. What? Hippies on acid, yeah. Hippies on acid.
Walking down the street, I got them tired of watching TV blue. Not amused. Diner on the corner, full of skeptics choking down all the news. Time become irrelevant when you got nothing left to lose. Seems like we're all
hippies on acid, yeah.
Think I'm listening to you, but I am. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. Your neighbors are probably already doing it, but who? Alcohol and other drugs.
Seems like we're all
hippies on acid, yeah. Hippies on acid, yeah.
Right, there you go. Song was called Hippies on Acid. We got Joey and Phil from the band Seven Horse in our studio. We're going to get to one more track before we kind of wrap it up and send you guys on your way. Really excited about this upcoming show at the Roxy. I have fond memories of that particular venue. I think it's just a cool hang. It's been said that you might have a special guest or two arriving at this show. So is there any info you could give us?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the show is it's our comeback show. We haven't played in 3 years. It's an album release show. You know, we've got this new record coming out. So there's a lot going on here for us. There's a lot. We're wrapped up in this thing pretty heavily. We're really excited about getting back. The Roxy is a place that we played back in the 90s, in the early Dada days. So and the room is iconic here in Los Angeles, everybody knows. It's a great music room. So we're bringing the art and the aesthetic of this album inside the building. We're bringing some video presentation with us. We've got some other theatrical elements. You know, I have some experience in rock and roll theater, having done Blue Man Group for a while, so yeah, there's some influences yeah. there.
Now, for clarity, yeah. You weren't actually performing as a blue man. You were in the band.
That is correct.
Right. Yeah,
there's a height requirement, and I'm just under.
Yeah, so, I feel you on that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in the band. Amazing experience in Las Vegas, which is my, you know, birthplace, so that was a great time out there. But for this show, we've pulled out all the stops. We have some very talented friends, including... there's a great guitarist in town named Nick Mayberry, who plays with Perry Farrell and the Kind Heaven Orchestra, was integral in the band Dorothy, and also was in Scott Weiland and the Runabouts, his last band.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick and I toured together, backing up the great Cherie Curry from the Runaways in 2019. He and I were roommates. He's coming down to sit in with us on a few songs. We've got a friend of ours, a longtime friend of ours, who started his career in the seminal L.A. Paisley Underground movement.
Love it.
In the 80s,
yeah.
In the band The 3 O'Clock. Went on to join Mary's Danish. And Mary's Danish was integral to the beginning of Dada. They gave Dada its first opportunity to...
First show at the Coach House.
At the Coach House.
Oh, wow.
To play in front of a live audience, to be in front of a new audience. He's been a big supporter of our career for many years. And his name is Luis Gutierrez, and he's coming down to jam with us as well. And we have, speaking of the Runaways, we have the great Cherie Curry, who's a rock and roll legend here in L.A., and a dear friend and a true inspiration to both of us. And she's an awesome person.
Punk rock royalty.
Punk rock royalty.
Yeah, basically. Love that. Yep. You know, certainly Southern California rock and roll royalty, you know.
Totally.
You told us about a side hustle that you've had, you know, working in Vegas as a musician for that Blue Man Group show. Right. Joey, you're a published author, are you not?
I guess so.
Yeah, just say yes.
Yes. Yeah. My goal in the near future is to get a hard copy of that thing. It's like, I'm done. The digital thing, it's like, it's so boring.
Well, I noticed you could buy it on your Kindle tablet or whatever, you know.
I mean, is that still around? Do you still have those?
No, yeah, absolutely. So the...
I mean Kindles.
Kindles, yes. The book is called, I Can't Even Read My Chicken Scratch Writing. What is the book called?
You can't hear it, but you know it's there, which is what a friend of mine told me when they said, hey, we need another musician, because I wanted to join the band so bad. I was 13, but I only knew how to play drums a little bit because I had a drum set when I was a kid. They go, well, we need a bass player. You know what it is? I'm all, no. And he goes, well, you can't hear it, but you know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, fine, I'll do it, anything.
That's a great thing to remember for bass players.
Yeah. You can't hear, but you know it's there.
So your book, is it a fictitious novel? Is it based on reality?
It is. It's 93.2 real, and then the rest is just self-deprecation, you know, on top of it. And I, you know, spin a few webs here and there. But it's real.
Autobiographical.
It is autobiographical. Yeah.
Incredible. I read a little bit about it online, but that book's floating out there. And if people do enough digging, they could certainly find it, and read about that. There obviously is a rock and roll component.
Yeah. I got my next two books lined up already. So.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, in here, I've got talking to somebody who will remain nameless that's going to help me.
A ghostwriter?
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. And highly related.
And you've been doing some video vignettes, I guess, on social media.
This is Mr. TikTok,
you know.
Right here.
No
this,
kidding.
This guy,
right?
This guy. I mean, let me just say this because, you know, we're old school. We've been around forever, right? So we've had to adapt to changing times, changing music business climates, changing strategies for marketing. We've been through it all: the record company days, the major label days, the independent days, the new world that we live in now, the social media days. And we have found a way to adapt and to utilize what's in front of us. And all of a sudden, my partner here became so adept at these short form video things that I'm personally blown away by what's going on. But here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. TikTok.
Did it take a while for you to embrace that particular platform?
Look,
because I myself am very hesitant to learn anything new.
It's still 2022. At the beginning of 2022, I couldn't have, like, I mean, I won't go that far. There was no TikTok on my phone. Let's put it that way. And when I opened it, it was like, what? No, I can't do this. And it was hard at first. Yeah. And then one day, it's like, oh, okay, I think I can do this.
You find your voice.
Yeah. So I want to encourage everyone to check out what you've been doing. Yeah. Records I love, but do they suck?
Yeah.
And the last one I saw had you going through some vinyl, Sex Pistols, right?
Yeah.
1977.
That's my original. I bought that when it came out. It has a sticker on it because their first pressing didn't have all the right songs on it. So they put a sticker on it for like submission or whatever it was. Still have it.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. That was the one
amazing.
That's the one that's in the video.
That belongs in the Smithsonian or something, you know? And then Curtis Harding, which was completely out of left field.
Are you into that?
We love our neo soul as well. And
totally.
We dig on Curtis Harding. You reminded me that he existed.
And right on.
We got to start to play more of his stuff on
I just
the
walked app. Into a record store once and it was like, who is this? I love it. Just bought it right there.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. This guy's deep with his taste. I mean, he's the go-to. You want to know anything, he's the guy right there.
Yeah. How do you discover music? I mean, you're probably streaming just like anybody else.
Yeah, but not really to discover except for, I mean, honestly, this vinyl thing is taken root again. I was off, sold all my vinyl when CDs happened because they're so great. And then I have gotten rid of all my CDs and I'm back, I have a little pile of them and gotten heavily back into vinyl. But I'm into a lot of it's kind of heavy on the jazz, 50s, 60s, heavy on the soul and funk, 60s, 70s. Heavy, and I'm starting to get into Zamrock or Afro punk, funk from the 70s. And then obviously, I hate the phrase classic rock.
Yeah.
But, just
rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll. But also, I'm heavy into garage from that era. I mean, I love Iron Butterfly and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. I think we're just about ready to wrap it up here. We're going to get into another song here in our studio. One of our favorites from Seven Horse, Meth Lab Zozo Sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Martin Scorsese's too as well.
Yeah.
And sevenhorsemusic.com is the website. The Last Resort is the new record. As we tape this segment, it's just a few days before record release day.
Right.
And of course, the show coming up at the Roxy. So real quick, Meth Lab Zozo Sticker. It's a pretty recognizable song. Got picked up in Wolf of Wall Street, we love seeing those placements in TV and film.
Yeah.
And you guys got a big one. Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. You were actually saying that the song featured in the film is longer than the album version, which is amazing.
Yeah, Mr. Scorsese, the maestro, uses it across many scenes, and we are, very appreciative of that. And, just quickly, how that came about, because you always are asked, how does that something like that happen? And honestly, it was completely out of left field. We received an email one day saying, hey, we'd like to use your song in this movie. We weren't trying to make it happen. We weren't looking for Scorsese. We were working on the second record, where we met you. And we got this email and we thought, is this a joke?
I thought it was a scam.
Yeah.
Where do you want me to put my social security number?
Yeah. So we'll always be grateful. We'll always be grateful to Marty. For placing us in the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, it's incredible. Certainly one of our favorite Seven Horse songs. It's amazing to see you again.
Great scene.
Yeah, guys. And we're here for you next album cycle or whatever.
Yeah.
You guys are world-class rock musicians.
Thank
you. We're happy to
thank you, man.
Have
it's great
here.
To be in here. Really
that.
Is. Public radio, NPR, public radio is so important to be able to have eclectic nature of what you guys do, the different kinds of music that are presented here. You don't hear that on commercial radio, so we're always glad to come into a radio station like this that is independent and has that spirit of real music lovers.
Appreciate that.
All right, thanks for coming down, everybody. I think we got time for one more. Tip your bartenders generously.
your cocktail waitresses. This one, we are Seven Horse from Los Angeles, California. And this is Meth Lab Zoso Sticker. Charge freedom fighter, yes I am. Giving it all to you, yeah. Giving it all to you. Giving it all to you now.